It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3 rolling through your Thursday morning, bringing in a new friend, Mary Beth Markham from the Garden Club of Elizabethtown. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So thank you for being here with us. You guys have got a great event coming up, and we want to make sure people know about it and know how to get tickets. When is the tour?
It is this Sunday on June 11th in the afternoon, 1 to 5. It'll be at the Brown PC House as kind of the home base. But if you want to, you can get tickets at the individual gardens. So, but the easiest way, I guess, is to come to the Brown PC House.
And if I want to get tickets in advance, maybe I'm one of those people that really likes to have my tickets early.
Yes,
how do I do that?
Yes, you can do that on Eventbrite.
Okay.
You look us up on there, and that'll work.
So how long has this been going on? I mean, the whole time I've been living in Elizabethtown, there has been a tour.
We started in 1999. Our club is over 50 years old.
Wow.
But the tour started in 1999, and with the exception of COVID, we've done it every year.
And what will people see on this?
It's a great opportunity to see private gardens. So gardens that you wouldn't normally get to go and walk around someone's yard. And it's the homeowners are there, the gardeners are there, so you get to get their input of what, you know, why did this work? Why did this not work? And I tell people it's just a great way to get ideas for your spaces. So you may not be able to do it on the scale they've done it, or you may not have the same. It won't be exactly like your yard, but like say you have a shady yard and they have a shady section, you can see what works. So I love the, I don't know, it's just a practical but also enjoyable thing because it's just beautiful. It's fun to see what other people do and get ideas.
Even if you have a black thumb like myself,
that's right.
You can enjoy other people's ability to take nature and
absolutely.
Make it their own.
Absolutely. In addition to the tours, we'll have a plant sale, we have a boutique sale, we have a fairy garden exhibit, and on Tuesday night a group of families came and their kids pre-registered and made gnome gardens and terrarium gardens, and they're going to have them on display. So it's a great way, regardless if you have a little bitty space for a fairy garden in a container or if you have a yard, to see how you can make your area more beautiful.
All right, so again, tickets available on Eventbrite. You can also get them at the Brown Pusey House or the individual gardens. And the tour is Sunday 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And where does the money go after the proceeds?
Our garden club kind of has a two-prong community emphasis. And one is education, and the other is just beautification. So we have different programs and different things that go on throughout the year. But then we also do like more, I guess, sweat equity kind of work, in that we help maintain the Cunningham Garden at the Brown Pusey House. And then we also have the Lakeside Monarch Way Station Garden, which is getting a total revamp this year. And it's an educational area, and it also has a healing garden there for people who are survivors of cancer and their families and memorialized. And so we have that. We also do container plantings at assisted living. We do a huge youth program with the Hardin County Library. And so your financial support of this helps us do this for the community. And so we're just thankful for the opportunity.
All right, Mary Beth Markham, Garden Club of Elizabethtown. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
We are Quixie 98.3.